Well, let me ask you a question about schools. How important do you think music education, and is it something that more resources need to be put into, and do you have any ideas on how that could be done?
Well, I do think it's important. I think a lot of research, neurological research into the brain or research into early childhood development, it constantly comes back to the arts, and music in particular, for reasons of the development of the cognitive brain, seems to be quite a magical medium. So, and I think things have pulled back a little bit from the severest cuts, but it depends on what community you're talking about. I think what's encouraging is that the national conversation has shifted, and there's a greater emphasis on, the soft sciences, as it's sometimes referred to. But, each school district has its own priorities and battles, and the reality is that modern life has so many more stimuli, so many more avenues for entertainment, so many more different kinds of skills that are required, that orchestras are competing in a much more competitive environment than ever before. So, all of that shouldn't come as a surprise, and it does mean probably that orchestras need to pick up more of the slack than we used to. And as I said, we can't assume that the schools are going to do their job in that sense. So there may be areas that we need to be doing it that they're not. And the flip side of all of that is that there are more kids who want to be in symphony orchestras, who want to train as orchestral musicians, than ever before. Youth orchestras are exploding across the country. They're more numerous, and they play better than ever before. So I guess, like a lot of fields, you could pick almost any field and say, the quality has exploded, and there's a lot of interest at the top. It's just the general population now may or may not be connected with whatever field of endeavor you're interested in.
Well, Aaron, let me ask you that question. Are you seeing an explosion of interest from younger people in classical music?
I am. And, I think programming is one central part in attracting young audiences and getting them interested. I know when I was a kid and I saw an orchestra for the first time, I was amazed by the just absolute adrenaline and excitement I got from seeing that orchestra and seeing the passion on the stage. And that kind of just connected to me almost immediately. And I do think it's a job for the orchestras, not only the schools, but the orchestras, to get in there and do their best to really engage those young students in school. And they have to be a little more proactive about it these days, rather than relying on the schools bringing in kids to the concerts and so forth. I think it's kind of turned the other way around, where the orchestras have to actually be proactive about it. And that's a challenge, but a doable challenge.
Does the Orlando Symphony Orchestra offer free concerts and those kinds of things to make things attractive for younger audiences?
Yeah, we do. We've offered outdoor free concerts. We've offered our educational programs are all free, and that's quite a large number of programs. And I would guess the same is probably true for the Space Coast, because you say you give 90 concerts a year. Is that what you said, Aaron?
Yes.
Yeah. So probably a lot of those are educational.
Absolutely.
That's
a lot of neighborhood concerts and educational programs.
Yeah. And I'd imagine a number of those are free.
Absolutely.